pond hockey is, there's kind of two things that pond hockey is. I mean, on one hand, pond hockey is playing outside, whether it's on a pond or a river or a backyard rink or your local park rink.
Andrew Sherburn knows pond hockey. He co-produced the 2008 documentary Pond Hockey. He wrote the children's book Ben and Lucy Play Pond Hockey. He plays pond hockey himself, and he's a Minnesotan.
And then there's also pond hockey, which is kind of a style of play, you know, looser, more creative. You know, it's more about community and camaraderie and the people you play with and just having a good time. It's not about the final score.
Because it's about the golden shovel, the award presented to the winning team in the U.S. Pond Hockey Championship. The Minneapolis-based championship started in 2006 on Lake Calhoun with nearly 120 teams. Every year since, the popular outdoor event has taken place at the more residential Lake Nokomis. This year, tens of thousands of spectators will converge January 21st to the 23rd to watch over 200 teams hailing from across the United States and even some parts of Canada.
Brian Bonin. I live in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. I've long played hockey since I was probably 6 or 7 years old, and still am a pond hockey player today. I've always called it outdoor hockey. My dad flooded our first rink, my side yard, and to be honest with you, I don't think I wanted to skate at all. I had some skills for this game. I mean, I worked hard, but I was just able to develop and was very fortunate enough to have a good high school career at White Bear Lake. I won Mr. Hockey when I was a senior as the top player in high school in Minnesota. I got a scholarship to the University of Minnesota, was able to play there for 4 years as well, and then was able to play about 9 years professionally. Hockey's been just very, very good to me.
Bonin and his team played in the 2006 U.S. Pond Hockey Championship.
I believe it was the Screaming Pterodactyls. Brian Wackler, a neighbor of mine that I grew up with, he led the team and asked if I wanted to play, and I said, well, yeah, of course, I got to do it.
The event attracts players at all levels. High school legends, former Division I champions and NHL players, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, women, men, and rink rats.
These pond hockey tournaments have sprouted up all across the country.
Andrew Sherburn.
And the U.S. Pond Hockey Championships here in Minneapolis, the one that we filmed for our documentary, is one of the biggest. The first year, I think there were 100 teams in the kind of men's open division. And now I think there's something like 225 through men's division, open division, a rink rat division, a women's division. So there's somewhere for everybody to play. But, you know, in particular, this one is spectacular. I mean, you know, 225 teams playing over just a handful of days. I mean, they've got 25 rinks out there. It's just nonstop hockey. It's in the elements. You know, Minnesotans are so hardy. They gather around. People just walk in from the neighborhood or they're friends of the players, and they come down to watch, and they're all, you know, geared up and standing in the cold with maybe sipping on some hot chocolate or something and just watching people play for fun. And, you know, it's just kind of nonstop pond hockey. We've had people watch the documentary when we screened at film festivals, and they would come and they weren't hockey fans. Some of them weren't even sports fans. But after watching the film, they said, you know, this reminds me of snowball fights that I had when I was a kid, or riding horses or riding bikes. Or what. I mean, it brings you back to kind of a carefree time, you know, even in Minnesota where it's colder than almost anywhere else in the country. The pond hockey season is still very short, so people have to wait 9 months before they can do it again, and then they want to pack it in. Yeah, it's just kind of mystical and magical.
You know, the true pond hockey, I suppose, is a big lake that freezes over and someone shovels it. That's what's really kind of neat about those who have a true pond hockey experience is there's a lot of work that goes into it. And being able to skate at night, you know, the sun going down at 4 o'clock, being dark at 4:35, having lights and being able to skate at night is just a treat. And there's really nothing like, I think this would go for all Minnesotans or those of us who live up north, a calm night when it's 20, 25 degrees and you got big snowflakes coming down. There's nothing better than a bunch of lights on an ice rink. And that's a complete treat.
Oh, that.
That is great.
Yep.
This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.